With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A U.S. House panel holds a Biden impeachment hearing. In remarks, Representative James Comer, chairman of the House Oversight and Accountability Committee, questions Democrats on how the Biden family was able to make its money for its associates.
If Democrats want to spend another Russian hoax, I will ask them to answer one question. What services did the Bidens provide to earn them and their business associates over $24 million? What did they do for the money?
Comer says President Biden used his influence to help his family close deals with businesses overseas.
It's done over and over again. The Biden family promises Joe's power. Joe Biden shows up, and millions of dollars come into the Biden's pockets. Joe Biden is the family's closer.
The next steps in the impeachment process are unclear. Also at SRNNews.com, three Idaho corrections officers were shot overnight as a gunman broke an inmate out of a Boise hospital.
Two of the officers were shot early Wednesday. The third was shot and wounded when arriving police mistook the correctional officer for the suspect. Officers had taken Skylar Mead to St. Alphonsus Regional Medical Center for treatment. As they were preparing to return to the prison, an unknown suspect began shooting at officers, striking two of them. Mead and the suspected shooter have not been taken into custody. I'm Julie Walker.
Armed gangs launching new attacks in the suburbs of Port-au-Prince, with heavy gunfire echoing across once peaceful communities near the Haitian capital. Among the communities targeted, Passchendaele, Mayette, Digue, and Mativie. After today's Fed decision, the Dow is up 387 points, the NASDAQ adding 189. This is SRN News. In recent years, the number of Christian films being produced has skyrocketed, and that trend likely to continue. That's the view of Chris Carpenter, managing site editor of the Christian Post Crossmap platform. Carpenter says the growth of the faith-based film industry has been impressive.
I've been in this business quite a while, and it used to be there'd be a new faith-based movie, Christian movie, that would come out, you know, once every 3 months. So you'd have five or six a year that were coming out. Now it seems like it's five or six a week. So the volume of product is just staggering these days. And like anything, the more you do it, you're going to get better at it. So the quality of the movies has gone way up.
Carpenter traces the revival of Christian filmmaking to Georgia-based evangelical director Alex Kendrick and his brothers. Their newest movie, titled The Forge, will be released in theaters this August. This is SRN News. Senator Lindsey Graham calling on the U.S. government to offer Ukraine interest-free loans. Bob Agnew reports.
Graham calls his proposal a new way of doing business when it comes to doling out foreign aid. In a meeting with President Vladimir Zelensky, Graham predicted structuring the aid as a loan may get the proposal over the finish line with budget-conscious lawmakers back in Washington. Graham is also in favor of a proposal to use frozen Russian assets to help Ukraine stave off Moscow's invasion. Bob Agnew reporting.
Residents in the Philadelphia area about to see a rare sight, a battleship floating down the Delaware River. The USS New Jersey scheduled to move Thursday from its dock in Camden, New Jersey, when it will head to the Philadelphia Navy Yard for extensive maintenance work. The maintenance work expected to take about 2 months. The ship's website says it's the most decorated battleship in Navy history. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.